Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, as well as on selected mass media stations out there for the Salem Radio Group and in some of the larger markets across America, and of course our independent stations that are mixed in just for good measure along the way too. And we appreciate them, we appreciate you, and also our people listening along the internet and listening on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans and EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And, of course, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, our men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx, the UPS, and the bulk mail center drivers out there, Felix and the gang, and our suicide jockeys hauling the petroleum products that we need to have for our vehicles so we can move around and go when we need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social, and on Twitter as Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. Well, let's go over to the phone lines. First, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sticking with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And then we've got Denise Simon from the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook and FoundersCode.com. That's your website. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. It's time to say the pledge. Are you guys ready?
Absolutely.
Yep. Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag,
of the United
States of America,
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because we're a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we do have a caller. You ready?
Of course, yeah.
All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, good morning. I'm Debbie from Tallahassee.
Hi there.
Hi. I want to tell you what I heard on the radio this past week, and then you tell me what you think. And Ukraine is busy working on digital currency, and there are photos of Klaus Schwab and Zelensky working together.
Okay. I haven't heard that, but we'll let you know what you think. So thanks for the call, and we'll get right to the question. Okay, Denise, we'll start with you. What do you think?
Well, I can't verify that. There has been that chatter for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say this. You got to check many sources here, and to see what, you know, if you can get more than one outlet or one research operation to validate that kind of thing. But, you know, a lot of people tend to forget that the former president of Ukraine, by the way, who is now in Russia,
yep,
stole several billion dollars from the banks of Ukraine from the common people. And this goes back to the time when Theresa May was still the Prime Minister of Great Britain. And that was, I think, part and parcel of the beginning of why these countries, including the International Monetary Fund, were having to put monies into the coffers of Ukraine. This is way before Zelensky. So I would check on that one. I mean, I've heard that kind of chatter, but I can't verify it. But I appreciate the attention that the caller from Tallahassee has. It's good to keep watching that kind of stuff.
Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning again, Denise. You know what? We saw, of course, some pretty we saw some sparks fly when RFK Jr. was up on Capitol Hill. They really tried to shut him down. What was your whole take on that?
That these Democrats are about as rude and contentious and nasty as they can possibly be. And it didn't matter going from Hakeem Jeffries to Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I was really quite disgusted, I would say. Now, you can like or dislike RFK Jr. To me, that really kind of doesn't matter. What matters to me is everybody can have an opinion. Everybody has the right to say something, whether it's right or wrong. And they literally tried to take a vote at the very beginning of that hearing to censor the man.
Right.
In a hearing that's on censorship.
Yep.
I can't think of anything more disgusting than I really saw yesterday. And I would challenge any other Democrat lawmaker out there to be a little introspective here and check your statesmanship, because I found that abhorrent what they were doing yesterday.
All right, hold that thought. More to come on the other side of the break here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Friday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after your stations get a chance to give you a little bit of info.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, and don't forget her Facebook page either, the Denise Simon Experience. Find her over there as well. And by the way, this portion of the program, our conversation with Denise Simon, comes to you compliments of Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico's been saving people money for going on 85 years. They currently happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers. Now, you can go over to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, .com, and you can get a rate quote comparison for the vehicles that you're driving right now, whether you've got a car, truck, or both. And if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can add that into the cost comparison, too, because you can bundle those and save money on your car policy. Now, once you find that out, then if you decide to add something else which will lower your policy even more, your homeowner's insurance, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance can all be put on the car policy, and down goes the rate. Down goes the rate. So, check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and see what they can do for you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back first of all to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain, and good morning once again, Denise. I wanted to ask you this because I saw this earlier today. Now, we all know that China has tried to at least appear that they could try to help in the war in Ukraine. In fact, they tried to step into that role, you know, really trying to usurp the United States typically as the leader of things like that. But tell me about this idea that right before Russia invaded Ukraine, China and Russia signed what they called a no-limits partnership between those two countries. So really, I mean, there's a lot going on here with this invasion and between China and Russia.
Look, I've said on this program a couple of times that the United States, along with, you know, any of the, you know, NATO members, should go on a massive propaganda campaign to shame Beijing. And
oops.
I think we lost Denise right there.
Yeah, something just locked up, so I'm going to let her call back. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Make your point.
Well, I think, yeah, where Denise was going, the idea of trying to shame Beijing, and yet she's correct. Yeah, she's talked about this before, because honestly, I think they're not presenting themselves as a good actor in all of this, because they do have these kinds of agreements with Russia. I think they're looking at how this war could go in Ukraine. Not only that, but when China wants to make its move against Taiwan, sort of a mutual support and admiration society, I think, Captain.
Well, I don't disagree with any of that, because Russia is being the aggressor in all of this. And, of course, some people are saying, well, all they're doing is going after the territory that they once had, that this was all part of Russia. Well, maybe it was, but somebody somewhere along the line gave the property back to Ukraine by either elections or whatever it was to get it to where it got, remember?
Well, certainly, and even after the fall of the Soviet Union, I mean, you had a lot of these different regions and countries wanting to express their own leadership, their own independence, and we're all about independence over here in the United States of America. We had to win our own independence, and so I think somehow to simply say that Russia, is just entitled to Ukraine may be a misstatement given the current historical realities.
Well, countries break off from countries and become independent for different reasons. Remember, we've got Bosnia, we got Serbia. That was all Czechoslovakia at one time, remember?
Right.
And now we have the separate countries that they are for whatever reason and however it got formed, whether the UN was involved in it or whether they did it on their own or whatever the situation might happen to be. So things change along the line. And that's what's obviously happened there. Now, Donald Trump has come out and said he would like to do a debate on Newsmax television.
Oh, very interesting. Well, you know, I'm certainly any candidate's going to want to have the most advantageous presentation or the most advantageous forum for a debate. So I wouldn't be surprised that he would say such a thing. We know that the first GOP debate, which I believe is being hosted by Fox News, is going to be, I think, August the 23rd. So we're just about a month away from that. But it will be very interesting to see how these things start to play out. Now, even if Trump is not on the stage, he still will be a main topic of conversation, that's for sure, because they're all going to want to compare themselves to Donald Trump. Some will have different things to say about him, his leadership, his electability, these kinds of things, as they try to break through the noise.
Well, I keep hearing that Chris Christie is going to be in the debate coming up, and Mike Pence might not be. How is that possible? Chris Christie is getting like almost 0 percentage points.
Well, I know.
Or is it based on money?
That's a good question. At least in terms of polling, I know that in New Hampshire, one recent poll showed Chris Christie in third, I think a distant third, but third nonetheless. Where the sparks will fly with Chris Christie is he's the one who is directly going after Donald Trump. Others are going
okay.
To more roundabout way.
All right, we got Denise back. Okay, Denise, we lost you there, but you're back. So, Kyle, start fire up again, Senator Kyle.
At what point did you lose me?
Right after you started talking, boom, you made a tone and out you went.
Okay. Well, what I'm trying to say here is that we've got all these sanctions on Beijing and on Russia, North Korea, and Iran. They mean nothing because we're not enforcing them. Nothing. Zero. And this president, Biden, should be sitting in a situation room virtually every day talking about what these two countries are doing, especially in Africa. And they're not. You've got Prigozhin with the Wagner Group are training Belarusian troops to operate in Africa. China is all over Africa. And why? Because of slave labor and rare earth minerals. What are we doing? Nothing. Did you guys hear that one?
Yes, yes. Yes. And I know we're doing nothing. I know that.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. Yeah. And,
We're doing climate change, Denise.
Well, yeah, okay. And so one thing that will help these people, if there's climate change, is to feed them. Well, suddenly we can't seem to do that either because you got Russia with an embargo, and it's the third night in a row that they've been bombing, Russia's been bombing the ports and the shipping lanes and so forth of getting the wheat to these countries, especially in Africa, that rely 100% on that wheat. So now we're going to have, we made it worse, and I would argue that the Biden administration is helping to starve people around the world.
And we're about to have all hell break loose because I understand the cluster munitions have been delivered to the Ukrainians. They now have them.
Yep.
So that's going to make it worse.
I don't know that it is. I'm fine with it.
No, I mean, they're going to start using it, and if you think they're getting bombed now, wait till you see what Russia does.
Well, you know, given them the Patriot missile systems and so forth, we shouldn't be where we are, period.
All right, well, Kyle, we got a minute left, so what's your next question?
Well, I just wanted to come back to the whole thing about the, because you said something very interesting, Denise, about the hearing with RFK Jr. It was a hearing on censorship, and they immediately tried to shut down the hearing and make it into an executive session, thereby censoring him. That's pretty ironic. Yeah, that's exactly right.
And so I thought I would challenge the listeners to go over to C-SPAN. Bring up that hearing yesterday and just listen to the first 10 minutes. Shameful. Just shameful.
Mm. Indeed.
And then you got Hakeem Jeffries that is calling RFK a false flag.
Mm-hmm.
That's a full court press against somebody who's actually getting traction from a lot of people who, you know, aren't happy with what the Democrats are doing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think Hannity's having a town hall with RFK next week.
Yep.
And I don't think that Fox is trying to push RFK, along in this campaign, presidential campaign. I just think he wants to show how badly the Democrats really are.
Okay, well, here comes the music. We'll talk to you tonight on the Weekend Edition. Thank you so very much. Have a great day up there in the hilltop. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And Kyle, you hang on, and folks will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News update. The White House still trying to determine the whereabouts of an American soldier who crossed into North Korea. In Tokyo, Rebecca Bunden says North Korea still has made no comment after Private Travis King crossed the border into the country.
North Korea in the past has published information in its state media on the detention of U.S. nationals. This comes after the nuclear-armed state launched its newest intercontinental ballistic missile last week. North Korea on Wednesday fired two ballistic missiles hours after a U.S. submarine arrived in a South Korean port for the first time in decades. Rebecca Bunden, Tokyo.
President Biden bringing his Bidenomics tour to Philadelphia Thursday.
A lot of my friends in organized labor know when I think climate, I think jobs. I think union jobs, not a joke.
The president toured the Philly shipyard where union workers are building a ship that will be used to install and maintain offshore wind turbines. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me here in Tampa. Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts. National Aviation Academy. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, today you're going to put your soldier hat on, so here we go. I just mentioned to Denise, and we just got confirmation through the Department of Defense and Reuters, that the munitions, the cluster munitions, have in fact been delivered to the Ukraine. So they now have them. As far as how they're going to use them, artillery is probably the number one way. Number two would be aircraft, but they don't have the type of, you know, the amount of aircraft they need to have to successfully get up in the air and do what they need to do. I think they've only got like a handful of air-ready aircraft at the moment.
Well, that's right. So I would think that, yes, the artillery would probably be the primary mode.
Right, and I don't believe that they're going to put that aircraft up there and run the risk of losing any more until they get the planes that they're waiting on, the whatever it happens to be, F-16s or the Mirages from France or whatever it is that they're going to be getting. So we know they got the munitions. We know they're probably going to start firing them. And we know that Russia, because of what they're doing right now by attacking the ports and trying to really tie things up, and they're going to be, the next thing they're going to be doing, mark my words, targeting ships.
Oh, yes. Well, in fact, yeah, they gave a warning about that ships moving towards ports for Ukraine, they can be considered of for carrying, you know, the cargo they don't want them to bring to Ukraine, basically. So, yes, I think we will see that, most unfortunately.
And as Denise pointed out, in Africa, where they're starving and they need food, and the grain that goes to Africa comes out of the Ukraine for the most part, well, they're going to have a bunch of people that are going to be hurting over there as if they already weren't the slave labor that she referred to in those mines getting the rare minerals that are over there, which is what Russia wants out of Africa.
Well, yes, and, you know, some food for thought here, Captain, and I don't know how much that this would actually occur, but you mentioned about the people that literally will be starving without this grain. I wonder if the United Nations would then begin discussing trying to step in to make sure that grain gets there. That would be a major development in this whole conflict, if that were to occur.
Well, if Russia wants to stop Ukraine and other countries' allies from getting it there, what's to say they wouldn't do the same thing with the UN?
Well, that's right. In other words, it's just another way that that this war could become even worse. It could expand to some degree because obviously people in Africa starving is a huge problem.
Now, a U.S. soldier who walked across the border and pretty much gave up and said, I want to be a North Korean or whatever the hell he did to wind up defecting. He has not been heard from, and the heavily armed border is heavily armed for a reason, and people are beginning to wonder about his welfare. Obviously, there was something wrong. The guy had been jailed, and he was told he was going back to the U.S., and I guess he thought he was going to be tried and jailed again, something to that effect. But what on earth is going on? There's not a lot we can do about it because you're at the mercy of North Korea, and you never know what they're going to do. You never know.
Well, what bargaining chips, you know, do we have in this? And the person's name is Travis King. He's 23 years old.
Pardon? Food.
Food, well, of course.
They're always hungry, right? In North Korea. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Well, he was scheduled to go back to Fort Bliss after he had served some 2 months detention that had to do with assault charges. He damaged a police car and so forth. So he was not happy, obviously, with what he might be facing coming back to U.S. soil. But, Captain, you're right. I mean, you've got somebody now who's across the border there. God only knows what the state of affairs is now.
Are you familiar with the term ROTC when it comes to the military?
Yeah, the Reserve Officer Training Corps.
Well, proposals now are being included to try to boost military recruitment by putting together an enlisted training corps that would mirror the Reserve Officers Training Corps units that have existed for more than 100 years.
Very interesting indeed. Well, you know, anything that opens those doors of possibilities to young people that might consider going into the military would be a good thing, obviously.
And to the guys and gals that joined the National Guard thinking that they weren't going to go overseas, suddenly the reserve units and the National Guard units are finding themselves over there taking the place on rotation for some of the military, regular military units that are being rotated out, and then they get rotated in.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, you never know. That's the thing.
Yeah, you go where they tell you, not where you want to go.
Well, that's right. And I do think that brings up a larger issue. I think some young people, they've seen what's happening over the last 20 years or so, and they may be more reluctant today to join up with the armed forces for fear that they would be deployed very soon.
Now, North Korea is upset over the fact that we have one of our nuclear-armed submarines at the South Korean port of Busan paying a port call visit. And it's the USS Kentucky, and they just don't like that at all.
No, as a matter of fact, according to the North Korean defense minister, they believe that the appearance of this submarine is grounds for, get this, Captain, for North Korea to actually decide that they could use a nuclear weapons for repercussions for this. I mean, this is crazy time.
Well, it would be crazy for them to try to do that because they would have 20 coming at them for the one they'd fire at us.
Well, precisely. But it's this kind of blustering and talk. A lot of that's for local consumption, of course. But it just shows that it's very difficult to get through this regime and to try to have anybody have any sense.
Now, there are a lot of liberals in the Veterans Administration management. You agree with that statement?
Sure, I'm sure, yeah.
Well, Republican lawmakers this week accused Veterans Affairs leaders of depriving some veterans of their right to own firearms and promised changes in coming weeks. Now, Democratic critics say those proposed moves could end up leading to more suicides and self-harm amongst vulnerable veterans. Well, how about the ones that aren't vulnerable? They're affecting the ones that are okay with the ones that aren't okay. There's got to be a difference.
Right, yeah, one size can't fit all.
No. So what's your thought?
Well, you know, you have some people that get in positions of power and then they want to implement the policy that they want from their own ideology as opposed to implementing a policy that's already agreed upon or which is already part and parcel of the existing procedures.
Okay. Now, we understand that the Ukrainian forces have a significant amount of combat power that still hasn't been committed to the war. This came from General Milley, who still happens to be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, saying that Kiev is conserving some of its tactical effort while troops slowly work their way through the deadly Russian minefields off to the east.
Well, right. I mean, there has to be some strategy, and you don't want to lose everything all at once or commit everything all at once. But again, I think it's based on what's happening there right now at this very moment. They have to make those decisions.
All right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more folks in the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're coming back, of course, with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, we're back on the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Yep, Moss Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain, the technology, the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some other amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and more. Now, that feels fantastic, too, I'll tell you that. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And for you folks over there listening to us on our affiliate in Orlando, AM 950 The Answer, they honor all those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police officers, current and retired, get tremendous discounts offered to them. And add to that list, church pastors. Yep, you heard me. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue here in North Tampa, right next door to Nissan. And, of course, MossAccurate.com is a website. Moss, M-A-U-S, Accurate.com is a website. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And you folks, again, in Orlando, you might want to think about taking a drive and taking a look at that, especially those of you that want to step up and get something a little bit more spiffy than what you're riding around in. And, yes, I use that word, spiffy. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and I guess Chris is taking the morning off.
Perhaps so, yeah. We hope that everything is well with Chris this morning. Exactly right, yeah.
But we aren't going to, because we're going to talk about some things here that we had planned to talk about. Now, first of all, Joe Biden's economic approval rating has gone up a little bit. It's up to 37%, which is about 4 percentage points higher than what it was when we started out on Monday. And this is despite his big push on Bidenomics. Well, Bidenomics is so good, and it's doing this, and we're hiring these people, and they're getting more money, and we got all these jobs, we got all this. We still haven't made up the jobs we lost before the COVID shut the country down.
Well, exactly right. But they like to tout jobs as though somehow Joe Biden is creating the jobs. Well, here's something else, too, Captain, about you talked about Biden's economic approval rating. Still just 37%, even though they're out there pushing the new brand called Bidenomics. But the percentage of Americans actually now saying that the economy is in excellent condition went up 6 points. So, yahoo, it went up 6 points. But it's still at 20%. So, you know, people don't think that things are really all that great. But even though still we hear, like, I think it was Goldman Sachs who kind of revised their notion of a recession coming. You know, we've got a lot of different opinions out there. But the real opinion that matters is the one that happens when people have to pull out their wallets or their credit card or their debit card and buy stuff.
And here's the proof. For the pudding, go to a store and buy a candy bar. That candy bar that you got, which was a dollar back before COVID hit, and you got a little bit more of the candy bar than you're currently getting because they cut the portions, is now about double what you paid for it, and you're getting less candy bar. Now, that's just an illustration for you. If that's not good enough for you, go to the store and buy some groceries. Buy some hamburger. Buy some cheese. Buy some bread, ketchup, whatever you need to have to make a burger. Buy that and see what it costs you. You'll be amazed.
Well, yeah, you're describing one of the other things there was shrinkflation. Mm-hmm. And that's because companies realize, see, they're in a real quandary. They can't simply go and start raising prices commensurate with what it really is costing them because their customers are going to go into orbit about that. So they systematically sneak down the amount of product you're getting when you buy a bag of potato chips or that kind of thing.
And, of course, when it comes to finances, existing home sales fell again amidst the worsening supply shortage, which we talked about yesterday or the day before yesterday with Brandon Rimes, our consumer quarterback, when he comes on the program on Wednesday. And he was saying, yes, different parts of the country, that's indeed the case.
Well, that's right. And, of course, your prices are still very, very high. That's not going to change until I think a little bit more time goes by. But you have a very low inventory this time, so that's why prices are up. But if interest rates could ever start to come down, you might see a big opening up of the real estate market.
Now, AAA, Automobile Association or Automobile Club or whatever they call it of America, right?
That's right, the Automobile Association of America.
Okay, yeah. AAA has stopped renewing some Florida insurance policies, pointing to the 2022 hurricane season in Florida and how bad it was down there where Ian hit.
Well, that's right. So AAA basically is now saying that they're not exiting Florida. In fact, they want to increase auto and homeowners' business there. But this whole thing about the hurricanes, all the insurance companies are being hit like this. And even here in California, you've got companies, I believe, like State Farm and others that are no longer writing policies because of the wildfire issue. So this is going to become an increasingly big problem. And at some point, I guess the insurer of last resort may become the states themselves, depending on where your property is located.
Well, we do have an insurer of last resort down here, and it is set up by the state and the company, but by the state for various people that can't get insurance. But it ain't cheap.
No, it's not. And certainly if you're in California and you're in a wildfire area that the other insurance companies abandon, well, it starts begging the question, can these structures stay there or can people continue to live there if they can't get insurance? And so we'll see. The wildfires have gotten increasingly worse.
Mm. Now, folks, as you know, we're in a heat wave of sorts and have been for a while. Arizona, of course, what, 22 days now? We're working 110-degree temperatures in Phoenix or something like that. Is that about right?
That's right, yes.
Okay. And a lot of people are going, global warming, look at this, global warming. Well, not exactly. There are other contributing figures here to what's going on. For example, we know the air patterns have shifted. And this happened a couple of times before. I can remember, excuse me, years ago when we had all those volcanoes that erupted. Remember that?
Right.
And
yeah.
Volcanic ash got in the air, and it actually changed the air patterns to where the jet stream moved from where it was at, and then strange things started to happen with the weather. Well, I'm not saying that's what's going on right now, but there are other contributing factors to the weather other than just somebody going out there going, look, it's hot because it's global warming, it's global warming. Well, not necessarily, because if it's hot because it's global warming in the South, where it's hot anyway, right?
Right.
Why is it not hot in the colder climates up north in parts of Canada and Alaska, where if it's really global warming, that's what you're going to see, correct?
Well, right, and of course the Earth is tilted on its axis and so forth, so I'm sure there's some variation. But even John Kerry cannot command the volcanoes not to erupt, you know, it's like, I command thee not to erupt because of global warming. Of course, he can't do that. But one of the biggest driving factors of all this is the sun, and researchers have been looking at the sun. They're trying to determine whether or not we're going to continue to see a lot of the activity, not anomalous activity, but cyclical activity on the sun's surface, and that could have a huge effect not only for Earth, but for all the other planets in the solar system.
And say good morning to Roger P. Shulman, who came strolling down the hallway.
Good morning, Roger.
Yep, there
good
you go.
Good morning, Roger. Absolutely.
There you go.
Great guy.
And Ken, too, who just came strolling in the other studio.
Hello, Ken. Another great guy.
Yep. Yep. So the gang is all here now.
That's good. All right. Very, very cool indeed.
Yeah, and we got the high sign from the Chicago Cubs over there. They must have won last night.
Oh, very nice.
All right. Let's go to break, and let's come back after the top of the hour with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website and the book, Nullification. We're going to talk a little bit about the book, and within the next few days, I personally will be carrying some of those around to help Frank out, so I'll be able to have some if you want one of those books. Don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of...
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.